You don't like that.
Do you have a big one with big eyes? You can see it. They can see
owls.
It.
Owls.
What's that?
Owls.
Do you have different kinds of those?
Well, some call them, one is a small owl and one is a large owl.
But so, is that how you tell the difference in them?
Mm-hmm. The large one, they call that a hoo-hoo owl. Well, that's what we call them. And so then there's one, a smaller one.
Does it make that same noise?
Different.
What do you call it?
Let me see. I can't think of the small owl, what we call that one, the name of that one. But anyway, it was different from the hoo-hoo owl.
Would you call it the
squinch owl?
What's that?
Squinch owl.
And what about some kind of bird that would, use its...
Peckerwood. They call them peckerwood.
And now, tell me about that. Now, what about, are there different kinds of peckerwoods?
Mm-hmm, because I know one is what we call a redhead. Now, he would pick holes in trees, too. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever call a person a peckerwood?
No, I hadn't. But yeah. I've heard, people do that, but I had never did that.
Who would they call that?
Mm-mm, I done forgot now. It's been so long. Because, see, my mother wouldn't allow us to, say things like that, And so,
what kind of person would you call that? Do you remember?
That would do things like that?
That would be called a peckerwood.
Mm-mm, I wouldn't know.
You ever heard that a peckerwood call something else?
No, I haven't.
And what's that little animal? It's furry and it's black and it has a white stripe on it.
Oh, wow.
Smells so bad.
Mm-hmm, I know what it is. I'll get to it.
Would you ever call it a
pup? Some call it a polecat and some call it a skunk. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing?
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
And what about if you had a chicken house,
mm-hmm.
and some kind of little animal got in there and killed the chickens?
Well, now that, that'll kill the chicken. That polecat and a possum would kill chickens if they get in there.
Well, if you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what would you call them? You'd say, I'm going to get my gun and shoot that.
What's an it was? Some said polecat and some would say that possum. And then I think, I'm not for sure, I believe the coons will kill chickens too. I'm not for sure.
Well, now, would you have a word for just all those animals together?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you ever call it a vomit?
Vomit, yeah, I've heard call them vomits, like that. Vomit is in the chickens, bothering the chickens or eating up the chickens like that.
Well, what animals could that be then?
Well, it could be this polecat, possum, or either the coon, and sometimes dogs do it.
Could they all be a vomit?
Uh-huh.
And what about, could you ever use that word when you're talking about some other things?
Well, sometimes some people use, it must have been a vomit, something or other like that. It had something to do with it. You hear them say it like that.
About people?
Well, no, they wouldn't call the person a vomit, I don't think.
What about some rats or mice or something like that? Could you call them vomits?
No, you wouldn't call them vomits. You would call it mostly a rat or a mice. Uh-huh.
What about bed bugs?
Well, they would call them chinches. That's what I've heard. Chinches.
So but you wouldn't ever call it a vomit.
Uh-uh.
And you said you had some squirrels, right
here? Yeah, squirrels.
Now, are there some different kinds of squirrels?
Yeah, cause some of them is what they call flying squirrels, and then there's one is not a flying squirrel.
What do you call it?
Well, I call them all squirrel except in says squirrel and then the flying squirrel. That's the only difference I know of.